This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am with Jack Rogers with Novozymes. Jack, how are you today?
Doing great.
Well, thanks for joining us. Last week was the fuel ethanol workshop, and you made a pretty big announcement. You announced two new enzymes, Spirozyme, Achieve, and Alexa. So let's start off and talk a little bit about your new enzymes.
Great. Yeah, this is something we're very excited about. In late 2012, we had launched a new enzyme, Avantec, used in liquefaction, which makes a significant improvement in yields for ethanol producers. And we were able to announce two new enzymes at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop this year, Alexa and Spirozyme Achieve. Alexa is a groundbreaking enzyme. It's the only enzyme that was specifically designed to both increase oil extraction and increase ethanol yields. And with Spirozyme Achieve, we have another first. It's the first glucoamylase that incorporates a cellulase activity that allows it to degrade fiber within the corn to release more starch. And so we're actually able to access starch that wasn't available previously to any enzymes currently used in the process.
So, Jack, you know, let's talk about the return on investment. The ethanol industry has seen some pretty tight margins with high corn prices. There's still some uncertainty as to what this harvest is going to look like this year. So let's say over a 12-month period, what do you think that return on investment would be if they added these two enzymes in addition to the Avantec to their production process?
Yeah, we calculate that when all three of these enzyme solutions are used together, that producers could see ethanol yield increases of 5% or more. They could see reductions in energy use of 8% or more, and increases in oil extraction of 13% or more. When you calculate out what the value to a producer could be, a 100 million gallon a year producer, for instance, could see more than $5 million more in annual profit after the any increases or changes in other costs by using these products.
Now, if the corn supply gets tight again and you're getting a 5% plus return, in terms of bushels, how many million bushels less do you think these plants who adopt this technology could use and still be at full production?
Yeah, we see the greatest advantage to plants to produce more, even in a tight margin environment. But the same calculations would apply. A plant getting, you know, a 5% increase in yield could effectively maintain their ethanol output but reduce their corn usage by 5%.
Now, are there applications, Jack, beyond just corn? Have you tested the enzymes working together for things like you know, milo or barley or wheat or any type of feedstock?
Mm-hmm. We've done some limited testing with other feedstocks. Our focus for this launch has been on corn oil or corn. We do expect that you could see some similar benefits with the other feedstocks, but we're still doing some testing in those areas.
So, Jack, are these enzymes ready to go now? Can somebody call you guys up and say, hey, I want to place an order?
Absolutely. They are commercially available in large quantities, so we've been building up our inventories in anticipation of this launch. We are going through a pretty set rollout plan. We want to make sure that we bring these to our customers through a very organized trial program where they can really evaluate the benefits in a good way. And so we want to make sure that we roll these out to the market in the right way. I would say that we have already a number of customers and test sites, so this is certainly a technology that we've spent a lot of time in the pre-commercial phase to validate, and we feel very good about the performance and claims that we're delivering.
Jack, you know, I should ask this question. You're an international company. The Fuel Ethanol Workshop has an international focus, and people might not realize this, but there are corn ethanol plants in other parts of the world. Is this is your enzyme technology available worldwide?
Yeah, we're launching initially in North America, and we're going to evaluate other regions on a case-by-case basis.
All right, so if people are interested and they're in South America or then Europe, they can contact you and you could work with them sort of one-on-one.
Yeah, exactly. I would encourage them to contact their local account managers, and we'll be able to discuss, you know, what the timing would look like in individual regions.
Great. And Jack, where can people go to get more information specifically on these new enzymes?
Yeah, we've got a great website that you can go to learn more and really explore how these enzymes work and also the profit potential for your plant. That website is bioenergy.novazymes.com, and it's a great resource to learn more.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.